Chapter 56. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. The arrival of the envoys from Wachi country delighted the Empress. They brought many exotic treasures, spices, gemstones, and even rare animals. This made the Empress feel the humble submission of Wachi country. With a grand gesture, she generously bestowed gifts far more valuable than the tributes brought by Wachi, expressing her satisfaction. Your Majesty seems to be in exceptionally high spirits these days. May I boldly inquire who has earned the favor of Your Majesty? Emperor asked with a smiling expression. It was Yun Shu who performed exceptionally well in receiving the envoys from Wachi country, praised the Empress. Yun Shu still has a long way to go. To catch up with her sister in shouldering Your Majesty's concerns, it may take quite some time. She is only following her elder sister's lead. Elder sister? The Empress walked to the dining table after changing her clothes. The carefully prepared dinner by the imperial kitchen had been laid out. Eldest Miss has only a heart full of filial piety, it's Yun Shu's own intelligence. Seated beside the Emperor began serving the dishes, saying, Your Majesty, don't praise her too much. Yun Shu doesn't know when she can grow to the level of Chen'er. Your Majesty's praise is more than she deserves. Speaking of their eldest daughter, who was disabled due to a leg injury, the Emperor couldn't help but feel sorrowful. The undertones of his speech revealed the hidden sadness. The Empress, already deeply saddened by the condition of her eldest daughter, expressed her sympathy by gently holding the Emperor's hand. Zetong, the Emperor's eyes welled up with tears. Your Majesty, cough, cough. The Empress suddenly erupted into a fit of coughing, and the Emperor immediately, with concern, began patting her back. Your Majesty, are you all right? Waving her hand, the Empress responded, it's nothing? The Emperor remained worried, tears clinging to his eyelashes. He asked, should I call the Imperial physician to check on you? No need, I've already been examined, it's nothing serious. Let's proceed with the meal. Since the onset of the winter illness, the Empress had been intermittently coughing, and her overall health had weakened significantly after the winter passed. As if stepping into old age starting from this winter, her various health indicators had declined. The imperial physicians couldn't identify any specific problems, suggesting that the Empress's body needed nourishment and recuperation. However, the Empress was reluctant to admit that she was beginning to age. Seeing that the Empress insisted she was fine, the Emperor also let it go. They finished their meal as usual and then the Emperor waited for the Empress to rest. However, a few days later, an official by the Emperor's side suddenly reporting to the Emperor, Her Majesty has fainted in the study. The Emperor abruptly stood up, his expression shocked. What? Her Majesty fainted. What happened? Quickly, take me there. The Emperor got onto the sedan chair, carried by the official, rushing towards the Empress's sleeping quarters. On the steps in front of the sleeping quarters, the Emperor descended from the sedan chair and hurriedly ran towards the Empress's chambers, holding up his skirt. The Emperor has arrived, announced an official. At this moment, the Empress's sleeping quarters were already crowded with people. The court physicians had arrived earlier, along with servants and officials. Leading the group of physicians was Chu, the chief physician, her back was covered in sweat. What happened to Her Majesty? The Emperor questioned fiercely as he approached. Chu, the chief physician, bent at the waist, her head lowered onto her sash, and replied with an effort to remain calm, reporting to the Emperor, We haven't identified the cause yet, but the bleeding has stopped, and there is no immediate danger to Her Majesty's life. Incompetent, the Emperor scolded in haste and anger. Chu, the chief physician, accepted the scolding with fear and dared not offer any defense. You must immediately wake Her Maj. St up, or you can forget about your head. After berating Chu, the chief physician, the Emperor anxiously approached the bed and sat by it, anxiously watching the pale-faced Empress. Under enormous pressure, Chu, the chief physician, continued the diagnosis. Over a dozen physicians were present, all at a loss, discussing potential scenarios quietly, heads bowed like quails. Soon, the Empress Dowager arrived. The Emperor immediately stood up to pay his respects. Greetings to the Empress Dowager. The Empress Dowager, with a stern expression, walked to the bedside and looked at the Empress lying pale on the bed. What happened to the Empress? The physicians have not identified the cause yet. They say today, Her Majesty suddenly coughed up blood in the study, and then fainted. The details are still unknown. The Empress Dowager scolded, a bunch of useless people. The dozen or so physicians immediately knelt down, we, the humble ones, deserve to die. Don't say these useless things. Quickly treat Her Majesty, or each of your heads will roll. The emperor said with a cold face. The physicians promptly got up to continue the treatment. Unexpectedly, the Empress Dowager raised her hand, no need. She said to the emperor, immediately send someone, carrying my edict, to the Queen of Zhenbian's palace to invite the divine physician He Jushin. The emperor was surprised and feeling quite incredulous, asked, Empress Dowager, hasn't He Jushin already left the capital? The Empress Dowager replied, she didn't leave. That was just a show for outsiders. She is currently in the Queen of Zhenbian Palace. Hurry up, the emperor responded, yes. I will send someone immediately. A troop of imperial guards escorted a palace maid, carrying the edict from the Empress Dowager, swiftly heading towards the Queen of Zhenbian Palace. In the Qingfeng courtyard, Shukin hurriedly came to report to Du Xian, Master, people from the palace have arrived outside. Du Xian and He Jushin were both in the courtyard at this moment. He Jushin was teaching Du Xian to distinguish between herbs that were difficult to tell apart. Hearing Shukin's words, Du Xian set down the herbs in his hand, frowned, and asked, what's going on? I don't know, replied Shukin. Du Xian quickly followed Shukin outside to receive the guests. Master, I'll be back in a little while, Du Xian said. Go ahead, go ahead. It's a good time for me to have a small drink first, He Jushin replied, focusing on distinguishing herbs. Staying in the Queen of Zhenbian Palace, if there was something most satisfying aside from having an obedient and intelligent disciple, He Jushin considered the fine wine in the palace to be the most pleasing. May I ask, what orders does the Empress Palace have for this palace? The palace maid said, we are here by order of the Empress Dowager to invite Divine Physician He urgently. The Divine Physician must come to the Empress Palace as soon as possible. Du Xian's heart skipped a beat. The Empress Dowager actually knew that He Jushin hadn't left the capital. Observing a momentary hesitation on Du Xian's face, the palace maid immediately threatened, this matter is extremely urgent. We hope Master Du won't delay, or I'm afraid you won't be able to bear the consequences. Du Xian understood that judging by the urgency, someone in the palace might be in trouble, possibly the Empress Dowager, Emperor, or maybe even the Empress, but he dared not guess. Please wait a moment, Du Xian turned around and hurried back to the Qingfeng courtyard. He informed He Jushin about the situation and instructed Hua Mei, quickly go and inform the lady about this. Du Xian accompanied He Jushin to board the carriage sent by the palace, escorted by the imperial guards, rushing back to the imperial palace at the fastest speed. As the imperial guards left the palace gate, a spy quickly transmitted this information to the fourth princess. In the residence of the fourth princess, she was planning with Mr. Chu. Upon hearing the news, she abruptly stood up, feeling alarmed. What? He Jushin has not left the capital. Yes, the empress sudden. Li coughed up blood and fell into a coma. It was the fourth princess who had her father, Emperor Guizhun, poison the empress. This was a peculiar poison that had been in the empress's body for quite some time. If the dosage was increased, it could be instantly fatal. If the poison was administered gradually, it would slowly weaken the victim's body, and the cause could not be easily identified. The Empress had just entered the Age of Heavenly Mandate, and her body was showing signs of aging, making her think of natural decline rather than poisoning. To force the Empress to quickly proclaim the fourth princess's heir, Yan Yuntong had to make her father increase the dosage, resulting in the Empress suddenly coughing up blood and fainting. After waking up from this episode, the Empress's body would be even weaker, susceptible to various evil influences. In such a condition, the court officials would urgently push the Empress to proclaim the fourth princess as heir to prevent any mishaps. This peculiar poison had a strong latent ability, making it almost impossible to detect any issues in the Empress's health until the onset of symptoms, like the current episode. Yan Yuntong was confident that no one in the Imperial Medical Institution could decipher this poison. Even the court physicians were unaware of the nature of this poison. However, Yan Yuntong wasn't entirely confident, as this poison couldn't escape the scrutiny of Divine Physician He Jushin. Who was He Jushin? She was the renowned Divine Physician of the era. If He Jushin found out that the Empress had been poisoned, Yan Yuntong would be in deep trouble. Fourth Princess, we need to have Emperor Guizhun administer the antidote to the Empress immediately. Yan Yuntong quickly delivered this message to Emperor Guizhun. Emperor Guizhun had already sensed that something was amiss, but he lacked the power that Yan Yuntong possessed, preventing him from obtaining specific details. Upon receiving the message from his daughter, Emperor Guizhun's heart momentarily stopped, but he quickly regained composure. He retrieved the antidote from an extremely secretive location, feigning deep concern. "Prepare the carriage to the palace. I must see Her Majesty."